Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline on a recorded line. My name is Adrian. May I have the name of the person you were transferring, please?
Her name is Sandria, Sandria, Nevils, Nevils. And do
Miss
you want her phone number?
No, that's okay. You could go ahead and transfer her now if that's okay with you.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yes,
Thank you so
definitely.
much.
Miss Neville, I'm transferring you now.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, Miss Nevels. My name is Adrian on a recorded line once again. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, Miss Nevels?
Yes, please.
And great. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
And who's filing this claim? Yourself?
Correct.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Ms. Nevels. And what
Thank
was the
you.
date of your diagnosis?
It's September 2020. I want to see September 12th, 2020.
September 12, 2020. So I have 9/12, 2020, is that correct?
Correct.
And what is your date of birth?
1/21/91.
I have 1/21/1991.
Correct.
1/21/1991. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera by any chance?
Maybe I have to confirm that hers is as a result of depo, but I do know someone else who's going through like a similar thing.
Okay, and if you do, you can go ahead after this phone call, go ahead and give you my direct line so that way you can go ahead and forward it over to that person if they want to go ahead and see if they qualify for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Okay?
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
Perfect. And these questions here I'm about to ask you are going to be yes or no questions. So, did you consume slash use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera? Yes or no?
Yes.
And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo Provera prior to switching to the generic version for a minimum of 1 year? Yes or no?
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Within 1 year, can you confirm you have at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st of 1992 throughout the present date? Through the present date?
Yeah.
And let's see. And what is your usage start date? When did you start using Depo Provera? What was that date? To your best knowledge.
I know it's 2017,
27.
had to be March.
March, okay.
Yeah, March, yeah.
So to your best knowledge, your usage start date is 3/1/2017, correct?
Yeah.
And your usage start date, stop date, sorry. Your usage stop date. When did you stop using Depo Provera?
I got my last shot the first week of September in 2020.
First week of September of 2020. So what day would you want me to go ahead and put? I'm gonna go ahead and put 9. And then what day would you want me to go ahead and put here?
I think it's 9/2/2020.
9/2/2020. And then your
Yeah.
main injury or medical problem, you said you were diagnosed with meningioma, is that correct?
Correct.
And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please, Miss Nevels?
I'm sorry, could I confirm what?
your gender for me, please?
Yeah, I'm a female. Yeah.
Female. Sorry, it's just one of the questions here on the intake form.
Yeah, no
And
problem.
what is your marital status?
Single.
Single. And your first and last name for me, please?
Yeah, Sandria Neville.
Sandria Nevels. And then
Thank
just to
you.
confirm, I have the spelling correctly. I have Sandria, S as in Sam, Andria, and Nevels is Nevils. Is that correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And do you have a suffix in your name? Junior, senior, second, or third?
No.
No. And what is your social security number?
3681381.
I have 3681.
Yes, 7-6.
7-6. So I have 3681381 76. Is that
Yes, that's correct.
perfect? And then your primary contact email is Sandria Nevels at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yep, that's right.
Perfect. And then your primary mobile phone number, would it be 816-952-8068?
Yep, that's right.
Perfect. And then the best time of day for the attorneys to reach you, would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning would be best.
Morning. And what is your full address?
11963 Scottish Court, Fayetteville, Georgia 30215.
So just
Hey,
to
are you okay?
confirm, sorry?
I'm sorry, my husband, well, my fiance just fell. I was making sure he was okay. I'm sorry, what did you
Oh,
ask me first?
is he okay? No worries. Is he okay?
Kind of. He'll
Okay, I'm very sorry.
be okay. Sorry.
I just want to make sure he's okay. And then I was just gonna confirm your address. I have the address 11963 Scottish Court, Fayetteville, Georgia, zip code 30215.
That is correct.
Perfect. And then what is your diagnosing doctor's name?
So you want the person that just the oncologist who did that, or the person who did the surgery, or I don't know. I'm sorry, I saw like three people back
No
to
worries.
back. I didn't know which one you wanted.
No worries. I'm gonna need your diagnosing doctor's name, the doctor that diagnosed you with meningioma. And then I'm also gonna need your treating doctor. Sometimes it's the same doctor, as your diagnosing doctor, but sometimes it's different. So I'm gonna need your diagnosing
Yeah.
doctor, your treating doctor, and your prescribing doctor, the one that's prescribing you your meds, your pharmaceuticals. Sometimes they're all the
Okay.
same, but sometimes it's different.
Okay. So the person that I saw for like to
To
read the
diagnose you.
X-rays and do my radiation and all of that. Yeah, so that person is Dr. Mitzi Ann Davis.
I have Mitzi. It's a
MITZIE and yeah, the first name is Mitzi Ann, MITZIE, and then it's like I think it's a hyphen, ANN, and her last name is Davis, and that's the oncologist.
Okay, so that is your diagnosing doctor's name, correct? Dr. Mitzi Ann Davis.
Yes.
Okay, and what is the facility name called?
Where I see her, it's a Piedmont Fayette.
Sorry, what is it called?
Piedmont Fayette. It's PIEDMONT. And then the second word is Fayette, FAYETTE.
Oh, Piedmont Fayette Hospital. And is the address 1255 Highway 54 West, Fayetteville, Georgia?
Yes.
Perfect. So let me go ahead and put that information here in the intake form.
Yep.
And how's the weather over in Georgia right now? Is it cold?
Yeah, it is a little cold.
Piedmont Fayette. That is the hospital. And then I have the phone number here. Do you have the happen to have the phone number? Or I could go ahead and put the phone number here that I found ending in 7,000 if that's the same one.
I don't know. I could Google it if you need me to. I don't
I
have it
did.
off the top of my head.
I did go ahead and Google it, so I'll just go ahead and put the one that's here.
Okay, cool.
Perfect,
Okay.
Miss Davis. And then did you have any prior cancer diagnosis by any chance? Or no?
No.
No. And then what is your treating doctor's name? The doctor that's treating you. Is it the same Mitzi Ann Davis or is it a different one?
So yeah, she's treating me for the radiation, and
Okay.
then I know you named like a couple of different things. So she did both of those things. I just had one other doctor, and that's the neurosurgeon who did the actual procedure. But everything else was with Dr. Mitzi Ann Davis.
Okay, and she's also your prescribing doctor, Mitzi Ann Davis.
For the yeah, for, yes, sir.
Okay, so the one that's
For
prescribing you,
after surgery, right?
the one that's prescribing you your meds, your pharmaceuticals, your
Yeah.
medical. Okay, and
Yep.
then what is your pharmacy name called?
So I use the, hold on, is it this one? So I use a Kroger, in Fayetteville. I'm trying to think of the street name. I'm sorry.
No
Let
worries.
me look.
No worries. And you said it was the pharmacy name is called Kroger?
Yeah, but okay, wait, no. Do you want the one that I started with or the one that I use now? I'm sorry.
No worries. It's the one where the one that Mitzi Ann Davis is prescribing you, the one that diagnosed you, the one where you get your medical.
Okay,
Your
so
pharmaceuticals
that's gonna be
for
Walgreens Pharmacy.
Walgreens?
Yeah, for
Correct.
now. So okay,
Okay.
yeah, Walgreens, yeah.
And which Walgreens would that be? Would that be in Fayetteville as
It's
well?
in Fayetteville too. Yeah, it's on 54 in Fayetteville. Yep.
Walgreens, Fayetteville. You said, would it happen to be 975 Georgia 54
Yep.
West Fayetteville? Perfect.
Yep, that's right.
Perfect. And then, would you like to go ahead and put anything in your medical notes here for the attorneys?
Such as
Such as, people put like how this has, how's this been, such a burden to them and what's this caused for them? People put like unemployment
yeah.
or whatever. You don't have to put anything, but if you'd like to go ahead and put anything on your medical notes, you go ahead, you can.
Yeah, I mean, of course it's completely changed my life.
Yeah, definitely.
It's, coming at the end of the pandemic to find out that, I'm basically reconfined to my home, like trying to heal and everything. It was actually just pretty traumatic.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, no, I
And
completely.
it's an ongoing thing.
Yeah, and again, I'm very sorry to hear that, Miss Nevels, and I truly hope you do, receive a settlement, as quickly as possible, especially if you were affected due to Depo-Provera. And
Thank you.
of course. And Miss Nevels, do you have a copy of the medical records for the injured party for yourself?
Yeah, I know I have a few things around the house, but
Okay.
anything that I didn't have, if you guys just told me, I'm sure I could just run over and get a copy. It's like 10 minutes
Okay.
from my house, so it's not
Perfect.
far.
Okay, great. And could you provide these medical records by mail, electronically, or both? If they do, go ahead and ask you for
Yeah,
them.
whatever you prefer.
Both? Okay. Perfect. And we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Is there anyone you'd like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
Absolutely. I'd like to put my fiancé.
Your fiance.
His first name's Tavon. T. T is in Tom. E is in Edward. Oh, sorry.
Sorry. Do you live with your fiance?
Yeah.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And go ahead and spell that out for me, please. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. It's T is in Tom. E is in Edward. V is in Victor. O. N is in Nancy.
Tavon. And his last name?
And the last name. Mm-hmm. It's Call. C. A-U-L.
Perfect. And what is his phone number?
404-394-9640.
And just to confirm, 404-394-9640.
That is correct.
Perfect. And that is your fiance. And do you happen to know his email mm-hmm. address by any chance?
Yeah. It's his last name, first name, so call Tavon at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. And what is his address? Would it happen to be the same address as yours?
Yep.
Perfect. And then I'm going to go ahead and just confirm that I have everything here correct with you on the agreement before I send this over to you via email and text message. And then once I do send that over to you, it's going to be a DocuSign. It should only take about a minute or so. And then once you complete that, the next 48 hours, you should be receiving a call from one of the attorneys you've been assigned to. I'll be sure to give you their direct line as well. And then I'll give you my direct line as well if you have any questions, concerns. And I'll be, you know, happy to assist you. But from now on, once we do complete this, you would be, you know, assigned to the law firm. And then, you know, whenever you want an update on your case, you could go ahead and feel free and contact them as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Perfect. So let me go ahead and just double check that I have everything here correct with you before I send that over to you. So, just to confirm, I have Sandria Nevels, which is S as in Sam, A-N-D-R-I-A, Nevels, N-E-V-I-L-S, correct?
Yep.
Perfect. Client address is 11963 Scottish CT, Fayetteville, Georgia 30215, phone number 816-952-8068. Email address is sandrianevels at gmail.com. Is that all correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. So I just sent that over to you via email and text message. So go ahead and put me on speakerphone if you haven't already. And then let me know when you go ahead and click that link that's in that text or email.
All right. I am clicking that now. All right, as in DocuSign.
Yeah, so go ahead and click that link that's in that text or email. It's going to redirect you to a new DocuSign webpage. And once that DocuSign mm-hmm. webpage opens up, please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. And you may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says I agree to use electronic record and signature. Then go ahead and continue. And then
right.
once you go ahead and do that, at the top right of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. Go ahead and click it, and it'll redirect you to your first signature field. And then the small yellow box, please click it, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with your finger. And once you do that, make sure your signature is inside the margins, inside the square, and hit adopt and sign so you don't have to draw your signature for every square. And then
yep, I'm all done.
Oh, perfect. That was quick. So let me go ahead and just double check here on my end that I've received your completed intake form. Perfect. So it does say that you have completed it. And let's see who you've been assigned to. So it looks like you've been assigned to A4D. So let me go ahead and give you the direct line. So let me go ahead and get a pen and paper.
One second.
No worries.
All right, I'm ready.
Perfect. So let me go ahead and get it real quick. Okay, perfect. So are you ready for the phone number? So sorry, my computer froze for a quick second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so their direct line, so their office line is 214-761-6614. And their fax is 214-744-7590. Mm-hmm. Again,
got
their,
it. Got it.
Their office line is 214-761-6614. Let's see here. So 214-98. So I'm going to go ahead and give you this other line as well. So it's 214. This is their other direct line for the office, not the fax. This is the other direct line. So it's 214-231-9824. Again, that's 214-231-9824. And that is the other direct line for their office line. And again, Miss Nevels, you should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours. For whatever reason, if you do not receive a call from them within the next 2 days, please go ahead and give those direct lines a call. But they should receive your information in their office now. But again, Miss Nevels, I do appreciate your time. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you and complete the intake with you. Do you have any questions, concerns for me now while I have you on the line?
No, not right now.
Perfect, Ms. Nevels. Well, again, I will be sending you a text message with my point of contact for whatever reason. If you have any questions, concerns, you could always feel free and I'd be happy to assist you. But other than that, I do appreciate your time and I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.